Good morning, friends. This is Vince, and welcome to America Next. Today is April 24th, 2024. Yesterday was a big day in the trial of Donald Trump and his hush money case. The reason I say it was a big day is because the first witness was called by the prosecution. The gentleman that they called yesterday as the first witness was a gentleman by the name of David Pecker. He was the former publisher to the National Enquirer, you know, the tabloid magazine that we've all seen for many years. Well, he was the publisher for that. And he and Donald Trump had a relationship, a friendship that went back many years. So when Trump decided to run for office, this gentleman was more than eager to step in and help. But unfortunately, they crossed the line. And Mr. Pecker was, several years ago, he was indicted by the federal government for some activities, and he decided that he would turn state witness against his former friend, Mr. Trump. So yesterday was the first time that the public had a chance to hear from Mr. Pecker concerning the 2016 election. Now, I'm going to give you a few highlights from that, okay, from that activity yesterday in the courtroom so that you'll know what's happening. And what I plan to do is during the course of the week, different times, I will give you a highlight of what we have found out. But from yesterday, day one of the prosecution's first witness, Mr. Pecker had this statement to make or these acknowledgments to make. First, once he got involved with Mr. Trump for the 2016 election, the National Enquirer basically became an extension of Trump's campaign, meaning their job, the National Enquirer's job, was to A, publish only good things about Mr. Trump, even if they were not true, and two, crush, squash any bad story. Now, that squashing of the bad stories is interesting because what it meant was catch and kill. What they would do is if they heard anything about Mr. Trump that was negative, the paper was authorized to go and buy that story from the person who was telling it. If I had a story, a negative story, they would come to me and offer me, you know, $500,000 and a contract to say I wouldn't talk to anybody else. And then that story would never get published. Okay? So it was a catch and kill. So they became a PR firm, basically, for the former president. Now, one of the first stories that they had to catch and kill, this is the number two item I want to tell you about, was a story about Trump's year-long relationship with a Playboy bunny. Okay? He had a year-long relationship with this Playboy bunny, and he did not want that to come out. He had sent her money, yes, to keep her quiet, but more importantly, very few people knew that he had this relationship going on, and he definitely didn't want it to come out. And the paper went to her and bought the story just to keep it quiet. That was the first thing that they did for him. The next thing they tried to do for him was to hide a story that came out about Trump's potential. This was potentially had fathered a child with a housekeeper in one of his buildings at the Trump Tower. One of the housekeepers there apparently had some kind of relationship with Trump, and apparently she got pregnant and had his child. The paper, National Enquirer, had to go find that story and crush it. Now, they found out that this story was not true, okay? But none of the information about this came out for years later. None of it came out that he possibly had a relationship with this woman and that he possibly fathered a child. So he authorized them. Trump made sure that they found this person, paid her off so that that story wouldn't come out. Another activity that they worked on was actually spreading negative information about his political rivals. Now, you remember back in 2016 when he was running, he had never been president. So everybody was an enemy to him. So he was getting them to spread negative information about his Republican opponents and about Hillary Clinton. All of it was false, or all of it was misleading. If they found something that happened to one of the candidates 10 years ago that they could twist around, that's what they would do. In many ways, the National Enquirer became Trump's hit squad. So there you have it, a wrap-up of yesterday's hearing in the hush money trial. The first witness provided summary information that said, working with the National Enquirer, Trump hid information about his year-long affair with her Playboy bunny, that he hid the possibility that he fathered a child with a housekeeper, and that the National Enquirer helped him spread false information about his political rivals. And remember, friends, he's not on trial because he had an affair. He's on trial because he falsified records to hide these affairs, and he lied to the Federal Election Board when it came time to run for office. So all of this information is coming out right now. They don't care about the affairs. It was the conspiracy to hide the affairs, which is illegal. That's all for right now. Again, thank you. Please stay strong, keep moving forward, and we'll talk again later on this week.